My name is Andy Case, another Football Card Quest, and you're listening to the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Content Network. Be sure to subscribe to all of our podcasts, including Sports Card Strategy, Hoops and Cards, and my show, Football Card Quest, dedicated to football cards, research, and selling tips. We're all working together to help you fund your PC and enjoy the hobby, and we live by the motto, there is no off-season.
What's up, everyone? Connor Barnett here, head of content at NoOffseason.com, back for a long-awaited episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. This is your episode, my friends, where we'll be showcasing your awesome submissions, where you guys get to share with us some of your pickups, your PSA returns, card shows, things like that. I'm pumped for this episode because we have a lot of fantastic submissions from you guys. One thing real quick is be sure to head over to nooffseason.com to get a 30-day free trial there. And a lot of you have picked up some Bowman Chrome baseball prints from our baseball rankings at nooffseason.com. So be sure to text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 for sell alerts there to stay up to date on when these players are getting called up to make sure you maximize your profits. That's sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. If you want to submit a video for the next show and tell, be sure to email me at connor@nooffseason.com, and I will get you all the details needed to be in the next show. Like I mentioned, we have a lot of good stuff, so we're going to go ahead and hop right into things here, my friends. Up first, we have Lonnie Connolly. I love these submissions from Lonnie. He's going to be showing us some of his recent pickups, really their purchases of collections, a lot of vintage stuff and a lot of cool stuff here. He's got some good tips for making sure you're buying at the right prices here. So without further ado, I will let Lonnie Connolly kick things off.
Sports Card Strategy Show. Hey, Paul. Hey, Dr. Crack. Lefty, Connor. The group is just getting bigger and bigger. Graybo. Appreciate everybody that's involved with Sports Card Strategy, making the show what it is. Going to run through some cards that we picked up recently. I apologize for not being around much lately. I got sick, and then that put me down for like a week, but I'm back and I've still been grinding and working on some things, and a couple things came to fruition recently. So I'm gonna show you what we got going on. So a couple things here. This is a collection I purchased over the weekend that I worked on for about 7 months. And here are some cards that came back from SGC a couple weeks ago. That was from another collection that I had shown you guys earlier. So let's start with the collection I purchased. So this collection is very interesting. I overpaid for it. So any of you guys out there buying collections, this is a good tip for you. When you buy a collection, if there's one card that's worth a lot of money, be very careful about what the rest of the cards are, because you might just get stuck grinding for a while to try to get some of your money back, or you might be forced to sell the big card to recoup quickly. So essentially, look, my wife's hair is stuck in here. So essentially, this I paid $1,500 for this collection, and it's got a huge variety of different things here, but let's just run through it. So I have these all packaged up in different ways. This is the these cards are going to go to my $5 value box. So just to run through these real quick, you know, Stabler, Bill Bradley, there's an old Warren Moon upper deck insert hologram. There's a Tim Duncan Metal Universe, Tim Duncan rookie. This is a Pop 9 and a PSA 10. So I might give it a once over, just to see if there's any chance of a 10. And if it's, I don't think there will be, just on first glance, but I'll look it over again before I shove it in the $5 value box. Another Tim Duncan rookie. This is definitely not gradable. Got some super soft corners and some chipping. An old Pete Maravich and an old Pat Riley, a vintage Stengel card, and an old Johnny Bench card. So these were all going to $5 box, and I will take a look at the Tim Duncan rookie So these here are just some old vintage cards that are in the store. For anything I think I can get more than $8 for, I put in the store. If I don't think I can get more than $8, it goes into a value box. So I think I can get more than $8 for these. That's a good card. It's a Playing Days Abdul-Jabbar card. Look at this 55. These cards are so popular. Look how good looking this 55 is. So that's high grade vintage. It's not like a 7 or anything. It's more like a 3 or 4, but the color is amazing. And these 55s, I'm starting to get quite a few of those, and people love these cards. Sold 2 of them to Chris pretty quickly. This is a really good conditioned Wally Moon here. And this is a very popular set of the 61s, so I'm starting to get quite a bit of those. Here's a 61 insert, off-center. And here is an old football card, you know, goes for $12 to $14 with this guy. So those are in the store, kind of just low-end stuff that will probably move pretty quickly and not really gradable. These are the grading cards that I got out of this. So I'm going to save a couple of these. Let's do this one last, because that one's got something interesting in there. All right, all of these cards went to the store. All right, sorry for the glare. I got a window right behind me. I'm in my office. But here's Wilts and Kareem. Here is an insert with Fergie and Steve Carlton and Tom Seaver. Very good card. Bob Lanier rookie. Team cards are always popular from back in the 60s and 50s because they have Hall of Famers on them. And this card was almost gradable. It's an insert from 61. There's a 62 Jim Cott. I have a couple of his rookies that I picked up in a collection. This card will sell pretty quickly on the store. Team Yankees, Mantle, Maris, and such. Good condition 61 Eddie Matthews. 58 All-Star Stan Musial. This is the first year that Topps got their deal done with Stan Musial. So this card was quadruple printed. So if you're talking about printing today, well, this card right here in particular was printed like crazy because this was the first year they were able to get the contract with Stan Musial. So still a $50 card, but there's a lot of them out there. Playing Day Hank Aaron, Vince Busters, very nice Ernie Banks card. There's my guy. It's one of my favorite people to collect, Oscar Robertson, right along with Ted Williams. Clemente, very popular card. This was his last card from Playing Days. So it's a very popular card, terrible condition. These backs always look bad. There's a Preacher Row. There's a Don Larson. Orlando Cepeda. There's a Bill Laimbeer rookie, almost gradable, but not gonna do it. There's Ed Matthews, Hank Aaron again, Playing Day card. There's a Sandy Koufax and Juan Marichal card. Very nice card here, Willie Mays and Duke Snider. Very nice card here. A little bit of snowing going on in the background. That's a card effect that happens with some of these old cards. Very young picture of Frank Robinson on there, so very cool. This card is almost gradable. Chris says I shouldn't grade it, so I might not grade it, but this card is beautiful. Not a high value card, 25, 30 bucks here, but look how beautiful that is. Hank Aaron Playing Days card, All-Star card. Kurt Flood. Third or fourth year card in great condition. I would grade it if I thought it would get a bigger bump for the grade, but it doesn't get a big bump. Very nice Carl Ferullo Bowman. These big Bowmans are so beautiful. Got the rough cut edge on it. Those will sell quickly. And look how beautiful this 55 is of Preston Ward. So these cards are just beautiful. All right, keep moving quickly here. Looks like I'm over the 5 minute mark, so maybe I'll hold off on those $3 cards. Here we go. So here's the interesting stuff here. So I'm going to grade these cards from this collection. So Ernie Banks again, but this card is in really great condition. This is Sandy Koufax in really wonderful condition. I'm going to grade that one. Look how centered that is. Dr. Crack probably likes that one. There's a 61. This is a 62 Mantle card, but what's relevant about it is it's a 1961 Home Run Leaders card, the year Roger Maris hit 61 home runs. So very popular card. Kurt Flood rookie. In really good shape. Here's a Mickey Mantle Playing Days card, 58 All-Star. Love that, big crease, it'll still sell. Sandy Koufax, 61. another Mantle 58 All-Star, and Dr. Crack probably knows what that is behind this card, but this one's not creased, so hopefully we get a two or a three on that. All right, there it is. So what I was talking about, you know, having a one-sided collection, this is it. That's a Roberto Clemente rookie card right there. Great coloring, great centering, but it's a little banged up. Those other 55s are in beautiful condition, but that one right there, guys, you will not see that card very often in your own hand. So I'm telling you, I overpaid. I paid $1,500 for this collection. That card right there alone is $1,000. I'm going to send it to SGC. I'm dying. If I can get a two will take this card way up to like $1,600 or $1,700. It'll definitely get a one. If it gets a one, it's just going to be about, you know, $1,200 to $1,400. But a two would really make a big difference on this card. And there it is, guys. Roberto Clemente, rookie card. That's a big one. That's iconic. All right. I'll save the slabs for later. I'm at 8 minutes, but I just wanted to give you guys a preview of a collection. It took me 7 months to get this one done. I overpaid, and now that Clemente is kind of overweight on the rest of the card, so I'm super, super anxious to see what sells quickly so that I can start recouping some of my money. I sold 4 cards for $80 and got a long ways to go. Might end up just selling the Clemente for a high price if possible. If I can, that'd be great, and then I can work off the rest of it. So sorry I couldn't do the slabs, but I want to keep these short. You guys have a great day, and we'll get back to you next week.
Fantastic submission there from Lonnie Conley, bringing it strong with the vintage prints per usual. I thought it was good that he mentioned trying not to overpay for an entire collection that might be lopsided in terms of value there. Also, a lot of top vintage baseball guys mentioned, you know, the Ernie Banks, the Sandy Koufax, Mickey Mantle. We certainly hope you get that SGC2 on that Roberto Clemente rookie card. And we love the grind here, Lonnie, per usual. Paul mentions it when you do these submissions. Looking to buy these cards at a discount, and we know the effort you're putting in to get them moved and make profits here, so we love the strategy from you there. Up next, we got Craig's Cards 11 with his second ever show and tell submission. Where he's going to show us some recent eBay purchases, as well as returns from PSA submissions. So without further ado, we will let Craig's Cards 11 take things away.
Hey guys, this is Craig Hutton, otherwise known as Craig's Cards 11, my second submission of the show and tell. My two most recent eBay purchases are the Jace Young True Green and True Gold Autos PSA 10. So got those at a good price. Here's my recent PSA submission. This is my best success rate. Nothing huge in here, but a lot of good cards. James Wood Sapphire. Wood Sapphire 10. Roman Anthony Green Shimmer Auto 9. Ellie Mega 10. Ellie Mega 10. Churio Sapphire First 10. Here is a Roman Anthony yellow, non-auto, PSA 9. Here is a Roman Anthony yellow auto, PSA 8. I knew this one had a little bit of issue on the corner there. Still a good card. Here's a good one. Roman Anthony Speckle Auto, PSA 10. Roman Anthony Purple Auto, PSA 9. Here's an Anthony PSA 10, non-purple auto. Here is a base Roman PSA 10. Here's another Ellie Mega 10. Since a new player, Pete Crow Armstrong right here, purple auto PSA 10. Here's a guy right here, Ryan Clifford, that I'm pretty big on. I believe he was involved with a big trade there with the Mets. So he's now a Mets prospect. That is a good one right there, gold shimmer auto. Here is a Clifford prospect auto, 9. Clifford Prospect Auto PSA 10. Here's some right here we've been targeting. Jackson Churio Mega Blue PSA 10. Here is a blue foil Churio PSA 10. James Wood Green Shimmer PSA 9 Auto. Here is a one of the Rockies top 10 prospects, Sterling Thompson True Orange Auto PSA 10. And one of my big favorite players is Matt McLean. He's already in the majors, but he's a young stud in the Reds nucleus. Here is some autos of his PSA 10 here. Here's a green sapphire PSA 10. Another blue sapphire PSA 10. True green auto PSA 10. True yellow PSA auto PSA 10. Here's another Ellie Mega 10. Another blue McLean 10. Pecro Armstrong PSA 10, blue auto. James Wood Sapphire auto. Matt McLean Atomic auto PSA 9. Here's a good one, Matt McLean True Blue auto PSA 10. And Jordan Beck in the Rockies prospects, a blue wave PSA 10. There is a Ryan Clifford blue crater PSA 10. And here's two shimmers, green shimmer. Didn't do so well on this one, PSA 8, but I did better on this next one here. Green shimmer Clifford PSA 10. And here is another one of the Reds' top young guys, third baseman, Nolvi Marte, blue, true, PSA 10.
Thanks for sharing, Craig. Yeah, guys, Craig is going big on the Bowman Chrome first play here, which we love. You guys saw Ellie in there, and it's not the first time, or not the first, it won't be the last time, excuse me, that you'll see Ellie De La Cruz this video. And even though we don't typically preach investing in players that have already been called up outside of maybe Shohei Ohtani, I kind of love the Ellie investments right now. Not only is it baseball buying season, but his current valuations are at a spot where I think it makes a lot of sense to pick up certain prints. Looks like overall, Craig, a big W on the grading returns from PSA. Lots of 10s with a few 9s sprinkled in there and just one PSA 8. Looks like he got a lot of cash flow tied up in these cards, so we are looking forward to the big gains that you're going to see when selling season comes around for these cards and they start getting called up. Again, if you're like Craig and invest in all these guys, be sure to text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. We'll be having these sell alerts out when these prospects from our baseball rankings list at nooffseason.com get called up. Thanks for the submission, Craig, and keep them coming. Up next, we have a first-time submitter, Jordan Levine, who is now back in the hobby after a hiatus and is ready to showcase a bunch of cool basketball prints as well as a few baseball prospect pickups. And the basketball prints for me are awesome because they kind of span a lot of decades. It looks like he was able to pick a lot of them up for really good prices from dollar boxes and things like that. So we will go ahead and let Jordan take things away here.
What's up, Sports Card Strategy Show people? My name is Jordan. This is my first submission. I just recently got back into cards after being a collector as a kid, mainly of baseball cards. So I got back into it about 6 months ago, and I've been mostly into basketball cards. But I just want to thank Paul, Lefty, and Chad, and all the rest of the team, Connor as well. Because I've been following Sports Card Strategy Show pretty much this whole time since I got back into it, and my my goal right now is basically to just try to fund a PC with you know, any possible earnings from, you know, flipping some sports cards. Let's see, Yes, I'm a New York sports fan. So I'm big on the Knicks, Mets, and Jets. Yes, all the wrong New York sports teams. I'm a pretty tortured fan for a 32-year-old. But anyways, here I am. My biggest strategy is to make some money through grading. And I have my first couple grading submissions coming in. That's actually not what this video is going to be about. I just went to my first card show, which was the Dallas Card Show. I actually live in Austin, Texas right now. And so I just want to share my pickups. Okay. So here we got a pile. This pile is from a dollar bin. And it's, I think it's like 18 cards or something like that. He ended up giving them to me for 10 total. So I paid like whatever, 50, 70 cents per card. Okay, so this one, I just thought it was pretty cool. The King and His Heir, that's Shaq with Kareem. And it's actually numbered, I don't know if you can see that, one of 46,000, so there's quite a few of them. But it's out of Four Sport Classic. And I looked up comps on it. This card generally goes for about $2 to $10. Got a David Robinson Nuts and Bolts medal. This is from 1996 Fleer Skybox. And that one, the last one, went for $5. I couldn't find comps on this, really. I don't even know exactly what it is, but it's an Andrew Luck rookie card refractor from Topps Chrome. I just thought it was cool and definitely worth the pickup. I don't know exactly how much it'll go for. Scottie Pippen, Nuts and Bolts. Also from that, I think, what was it, 96 Skybox. And this one comps at $4 to $5. 96 metal, Charles Oakley. This is for the Knicks PC. I don't know what exactly it goes for, but it's a cool card. It's from that 96 year, where that, the Kobe rookie medal is from. Same thing, 96 metal. This one, it's in pretty much perfect shape. And I was looking for comps on it just because I was curious. Actually, one of these in a PSA 10 just went a couple months ago in an auction for over $140. This one is, I put the ones that I might grade in Card Savers. There's one tiny issue. I don't even think you can probably see it. There's this little white dot right above the three there, right above his jersey number. It's not even a scratch. I think it's just like a, I don't know, a misplaced piece of paint or something like that. Other than that, it's like immaculate. So I don't know. I might send this one in. It's probably one that won't be worth much as a 9, but also I'd be really happy to keep it for the PC anyway. So we'll see. This one, I could not find comps on it, but I just thought it was really cool. It's a Grant Hill 94 draft picks. TMB. It says it down there, TMB. I couldn't find the card on Card Ladder, but I thought it was really cool. This one, I got home and I was pleasantly surprised. I just thought it was, again, a cool card, a little bit unique. Turns out the last two of these went for $15. I got it for about 70 cents. And it's a Topps Chrome. What year? Topps Chrome 2001. Baron Davis, Topps Chrome rookie. I thought this might go for more, but it really is just like a $1 or $2 card. Devin Vassell. He's a guy I like and I think might get more valuable. This one wasn't quite gradable as it turned out when I got home and looked at it, but it's still about a $4 card. I could not find this one either. Collector's Choice Michael Jordan. It says 1988 NBA Defensive Player of the Year. It's like a smaller card. I honestly couldn't find the comp on it. It says 98 Defensive Player of the Year, but it's from NBA 95-96 Collector's Choice. I don't know. I was confused, but I thought it was cool. Finding this in a dollar box, getting it for about 70 cents. It's a 1987 Dominique sticker. It's like miscut. It's not in good shape really, but like there's no way I was going to pass that up. And apparently these generally go raw for about, $5 to $10. Silver Prism Monopoly from this past year, Anthony Edwards. It's about a $3 card, it looks like. This one, I just thought it looked really nice. I just like Court Kings in general. Modern Strokes, Joel Embiid. Apparently, it's just a $1 card. I didn't look up the comp on this. This is really just a PC silver NBA Hoops Barrett rookie. Same thing with this. Silver Prism, Grimes rookie. Okay, this one, I thought maybe this is one for Chad. I don't know, maybe he knows more about this. It's like so it says clear assets on the top left, $1. And the reason it says that is this is a Sprint Mobile card. I don't know how exact where it came from, where you would get it, but it's got this scratch off code. And basically I think with the scratch off code, which expired in 1997, you could get $1 worth of Sprint calls from this card. It's 16 out of 30. So I guess there's a bunch of other players in this set, but I saw one comp on it from like 2 years ago at $4. It was so unique. I definitely had to grab that. Vassell, again, this one was gradable. So I'm probably going to grade this one. This one, anytime I see a Curry, if I see a Curry in a dollar box, I'm going to get it. Turned out when I got home and started looking it up, that's LeBron in the background. So it's a pretty cool card. This isn't a silver, it's just a base. I think I'm going to grade it. It's in perfect shape, and I can't imagine I wouldn't make my money back on a 10. This one, no way I was passing a Bartolo Colon Mets legend, biggest, most shocking home run in baseball history out of this guy. Not to mention just an excellent pitcher. Blue chips, refractor, it's got the protector, it's in perfect shape. I'm not desperate to grade it, but if there's ever like a special, I probably will. And this one, it turns out it wasn't worth that much. It's worth like $2, but pretty cool. Mini Allen Ginter chrome refractor. Same thing. Maybe I'll grade it at some point if there's a special. Okay, so that's that pile. That was like the 70 cent pile. You know what? This is taking too long. I'm not going to go through everything, but I do want to go through these real quick because these are some of the prospects recommended by you guys. And I've never done the prospects before, but I ended up getting this pile for $20. And the ones in the card savers were the ones that I think are gradable. So it's a Junior Caminero, Bowman Chrome first. James Wood, Bowman Chrome first. This one, not quite, it has like a tiny issue. but another James Wood. This one also gradable, James Wood. Colson Montgomery, that's the Mojo First Refractor. And Sapphire Xavier Isaac in perfect shape. So I don't know if you guys recommend just grading them as soon as possible or what, but just to have them on hand when they're needed, when they get called up. But yep, that, got those for $20. I thought that was a pretty good deal. And then I'll just show you the one other pickup. Since I was mostly doing, I wasn't spending much on all this kind of dollar stuff. I wanted to, I saw this one card and I was like, I can spend some money. I drove 3 hours here. It's a Zion 2022 Monopoly Gold Prism. It says 140 there. I ended up paying 120. There was one comp on it, which was at 140. So hopefully, I think I did okay on it. But I think Zion's going to have a big year. You know, I watched the Knicks-Pelicans game. He absolutely dominated. If he keeps that up, he's going to be in the MVP race. And this could be a pretty decent card. It is a gold prism, but it's not out of 10. The Monopoly gold prism is out of 49. So, you know, it's not the perfect card, but it's, you know what? It's a Zion gold prism PSA 10. So I think it's a pretty decent card to have. Anyways, that's it. Hopefully I didn't go on too long. Again, thanks everyone. My name in the Discord is Yakuza Sam. Don't ask why, but it is Yakuza Sam in the Discord. So if you want to reach out, go ahead. And if you guys like this one, maybe I'll do another show and tell when I start getting some PSA orders back. Thanks, guys.
Jordan Levine bringing it super strong with the first submission here. I think you did a fantastic job on these pickups. Especially all those cards that you got basically at 50 cents a card. There's a lot that you can do with even the ones that you don't think are gradable, right? So something that Paul's been talking with me about is someone who's looking to start moving some of my old inventory from when I was a kid, now that I'm reentering the hobby. One thing obviously is to sell them below market value, you know, sell them at a dollar on eBay and try and get that positive feedback rolling. And then also once you're selling bigger cards, just including them on top of those bigger cards, you know, as free add-ons to continue to get positive feedback there. So I think you got a lot of awesome stuff. I really like seeing the diversity of the basketball players from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I was fortunate to have a fantastic dad that kept me cultured on 90s basketball, even though I was growing up in the early 2000s. So seeing guys like Grant, the Admiral, David Robinson, John Starks, guys like that, is awesome there. We're super glad to have you as a part of nooffseason.com. And we're excited that you are flipping to fund that PC, and we're excited to help you keep making money here. One thing you mentioned was not knowing if you should get those Bowman Chromes graded. Chad, I know you're in the live chat, so you can correct me if you think I'm wrong here, but my opinion is yes, for $20, I think you got six or seven cards, so roughly $3 a card for $20. Some of the top prospects on our rankings list at nooffseason.com. I went ahead and did some diligence on Market Movers, which is where we suggest gathering all of your card information from. You can use the code NOOFFSEASON for a free trial at Market Movers, as well as lifelong savings. That's NOOFFSEASON. But yeah, so I went ahead and did the due diligence of looking at some of these things to kind of qualify why this was such a great buy. So let's pretend like you grade. I think you mentioned that all you thought were gradable, and I apologize if I'm wrong here, but we're all gradable except for maybe one of the James Woods. You had three James Wood and two were gradable. Let's pretend like you only got PSA 9s here. So $20 investment. Damonero most recently sold PSA 9, $3. James Wood, $20 per in PSA 9. So two James Woods, that's 40. Colson Montgomery, $13 PSA 9. Xavier Isaac, no PSA 9 data as of late, but $13 raw. So looking at roughly $70 in return with high upside on if you get 10s here. So PSA 10 for the junior Caminero, $35. James Wood, $36 per. Colson Montgomery, $39. And then Xavier Isaac is recently going for $66. So you're looking at roughly $212 in the chance that they all gemmed. So I think this was a great play to make here. Jordan, we love your first submission here and definitely do keep them coming. Up next, we got Marty Friel. Marty's got an awesome video for us today on buying strategies during what he believes is a basketball buying window, and how to find cards more effectively kind of at that target price. So we're going to go ahead and let Marty Friel get things rolling here.
Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Welcome back to the monthly version of it now. I wanted to share with you this morning something that I have been doing quite a bit during the basketball buying window so far that I feel like it's working pretty well, but I'm, of course, interested in the feedback from the fellows on the show and anybody watching. You can probably tell I'm pretty active in the Discord, so please feel free to chime in on your thoughts there. But what I've been doing when I find a card that I want to buy, I start off by going to the Sports Card Investor website, and I do a search for the player that I'm looking for and the particular card that I'm looking for. In this case, I was searching for Jalen Williams, 2022 Prism Silver, number 246. This is one of the plays that I'm considering making. I like the Orlando play. I like the Oklahoma City Thunder play right now. Banking on the back of a De'Aaron Fox play that I made last year about this time, where I bought some of his lower end cards and then sold them for about 2.5 times what I paid for them in the playoffs because of the hype around Sacramento. Teams like Oklahoma City and Orlando that are starting out the season hot could have a similar price rise come the playoffs. So I like going with that. I've already bought a few Paolo Banqueros. I've already bought a bunch of Franz Wagners. So I've done this. It's Wagner. I've done this with a few of those. That's a little pricey for me, and his prices are actually going up. When I'm looking at the prices here, I kind of want to see one that has stayed steady or even come down, like Jalen Williams has seen here. If you look at Banqueros, his is even more dramatic, going down as well right now. So looking to buy on the dip there. So I find a price that I am comfortable purchasing the particular card at. And in this case, Jalen Williams Prism Silver, I look at and I see if I could get it at $100, maybe 105 or 110, I feel like I'm paying a pretty good price for that. And then expecting to be able to sell it come the playoffs for maybe 200, 250, if it follows the same trend as the hype on a up-and-coming team like Sacramento was last year. I'd look to do pretty well in the next, let's say, 4 to 5 months on this one. So then what I do is I take that information and I look for the same card on eBay. So I type in my Jalen Williams Silver Prism 246 PSA 10. And I do a search by everything, not just the auctions, and I sort it by price plus shipping lowest. And then as I'm going through the search results here, I will favorite any auctions that I see that are below my target price. So in this case, I've already favorited the $42 auction in a day. And then I come down, got to be careful. This is not the same card that I'm looking at. I find my first best offer price. So I've got my Jalen Williams best offer listed here at 125. Most people on eBay listed at 125, knowing that they're probably going to get talked down a little bit. So this is one that I look at and see I could probably get for my target price, maybe even cheaper than that. And when I go in and I make my first offer, I'm never going to offer what my target price is, knowing that they're probably going to counter with something higher than what I've offered. So I might start with this one and see what a $75 price pops in at. Make my offer. In this case, the offer was sent. So that'll start the conversation with this particular seller, knowing that there's a chance I could get it for my target price for sure. If I go to this one down, that's not the right card. Here's the right card. 169. This one, probably they're going to laugh at me if I send them my $75 offer, and that's what I want to show you too. Let's do a make offer here. $75, continue. This is what I wanted to show you. The seller declined your offer. That's okay. I wasn't expecting any different. What I'm going to do instead is I'm going to favorite that. And if I favorite that, there's a chance that that seller is now going to come back and offer me something. As anybody who sold knows, you can make an offer to a particular buyer and start the conversation that way. So maybe this person offers me 149 and then I can counter with my 75 and they will see my 75 as opposed to this case that got auto declined. Sometimes all it takes is them seeing that there's an interested buyer, even if it's at a depressed price, for them to go look at recent sales and realize that they should probably take $100 for this card or $90 for this card, because recent sales have shown us, oops, sorry, Connor, recent sales have shown us that $100 is, you know, probably a decent price for this card right now. So that's just my my 2 cents on a way to potentially get cards more at your price. You know, the other thing here is if you can get a few down in your price range down here, then the auctions will be more likely to end around your target price, because most buyers are going to look at recent sales and only try to get to that particular recent sales price, not too much higher than that. So you might be able to snipe this card when the auction comes due in 1 day and 3 hours. I think the biggest key to doing this, the buy it now best offer approach, is to not get caught up in the hype of the negotiation and overpay. If you're going to do this, you have to know what your price is, you have to stick to it, and you not go over that, because if you go over it, all of a sudden now you're cutting into your potential profit margin come the playoffs. So hope that helps. See if you can take advantage of it. And certainly provide me any commentary, feedback, or ask any questions. Happy to chat about it for sure.
Marty Friel catching me in an absolutely brutal freeze frame, but a fantastic submission nonetheless. I love looking into this Jalen Williams play, actually. He's actually the second leading scorer in the Thunder right now, right behind Shea. Obviously, there's a big discrepancy between Shea and Jalen Williams, but he's averaging 18 points a game, almost 18 points a game, 18-4-4 on nearly 50% shooting. He's not someone we've talked about a lot in our different shows across the network, but his current valuation, I think, makes a lot of sense in terms of trying to buy someone at a dip, especially if we think there's a window of buying basketball cards right now. So good stuff there, Marty. Chad, we might need to look into Jalen Williams for our deep dive next Wednesday. But good stuff there, Marty. Thanks for the submission as well as your consistent support, and we do appreciate it. Real quick before we continue, I'm going to give a little bit of live chat love. There's a lot of you guys that have commented this morning. I'm sorry I haven't addressed you yet, but good morning, Randy Ferguson. Good morning, Chad Gill. Good morning, Lonnie Conley. Thank you for the awesome submission. Good morning, baseball card curmudgeon. Good morning, Rusty Imagart. Good morning, Oh My Shoes. Good morning, Brian Steeler 714. Thank you guys for all being here this morning. Oh, good morning, Barry Siff as well. Apologies, Barry. Almost missed you there. Thank you guys all for being here this morning. Keep the comments coming. And we will go ahead and keep rolling into our next submission. Up next, we have another fantastic submission. This one coming from Trevor Atkins, who's showcasing his collection and some of his changes in strategy since he started listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show. This is an awesome submission, and Trevor brings some fantastic energy. So let's go ahead and let Trevor show us what he's got and the direction that he is trying to move in.
Strategy Ohana. My name's Trevor Atkins, coming to you from Hawaii here in Hilo. It's not all sunshine. We got plenty of rain here on the east side, and I want to show you a little bit of my cards.
Unfortunately, because of the time zones, my L of the year is I can't ever be there live because you folks air at about 4 a.m. my time. All right, this show and tell is going to be based on a few lessons I've learned from the Sports Card Strategy podcast, which I listen to and from, dropping off my son every morning. First lesson, don't rip wax. This is the first thing I got me back into the hobby was Topps Chrome 2022. I went way too crazy. Major, I got the entire set. Also loved all the parallels, the pinks, the X-crackers, the speckles, the sepias, the black and white. When I didn't have all the inserts, I went ahead and chased all the inserts one by one on eBay. The Future Stars, the City Connect, the Everything and Anything. I even got all the variations. and wasted too much money trying to complete the set. Then I found you guys and realized that I needed to have laser focus. So my laser focus right now is on future GOATs. I'm a little bit more long-term than the 3 to 6 month turnaround. So I invest in folks like Ohtani and Yoshinobu, who I think are going to be good long-term, mainly in baseball and soccer. And here, next up, I want to show you go where they ain't. So this, my friends, is Shohei Ohtani puzzle, 9-piece puzzle, 2013 BBM from Hokkaido. A little bit obscure, definitely not as liquid as other things, but these cards are heating up. They've been all over the market lately, and I believe I'm the only one with a set of all 9 gem mint 10s. Reason I went here is because I feel like this is the first time anyone acknowledged that he is the two sword player. We are always arguing about whether to get the hitting Ohtani or the pitching Ohtani. Why not get both in one massive 9-card puzzle that shows that he is the only one that hits and pitches since a babe? So hoping this thing's going to be great long term. I might just hold it forever. But I'm stoked on the Sports Card Strategy Show. And finally, I want to say mahalo Lefty, Paul, Chad, and Mr. Conair. You folks are doing a great job. Mahalo to all the guests on your show. Aloha.
What an awesome submission that was. Mahalo back to you, Trevor. I love the touch of adding the cart or the ripped up paper with the tips that we discussed. Was just absolutely fantastic. Like I said, fantastic energy that you're bringing. So be sure to continue to submit for the show and tell. You mentioned a couple things here. One, narrowing focus, which we love, and going where they ain't, which we also love. And you also mentioned that you can't join live because our shows typically air at 4 a.m. your time. Definitely understand this. Just want to make you aware. We do have Wednesday deep dives with myself and none other than Dr. Crack himself, Chad Gill. Every other Wednesday, and they air at 6:30 p.m. Central, so it was roughly 3:30 p.m. your time, I believe. So if you are able to make those, I think they're a little bit more accessible for you in terms of time. And again, thank you for the submission. Up next, we got our first submission from Barry Siff. Barry has been an awesome supporter for the last couple months, and we have enjoyed him being a part of the NoOffSeason.com family. I think the submission from Barry is important, especially for people that are new to the hobby, like myself. So I've recently started going to card shows with Paul and filming different content and stuff like that. And I think that for a lot of newcomers, it's probably a little bit nerve-wracking or maybe even intimidating trying to approach card shows and figure out how they work and make sure you're finding good deals and things like that. So Barry kind of showcases his their first card show where they're selling cards, which I think is awesome. And then he's got a brief little interview here. Obviously this is at a card show, so there's a little bit of background noise, so I apologize for that. I tried to touch it up a little bit, but it was fairly difficult. However, it is a great submission nonetheless, so we will go ahead and let Barry take things away.
Here we are at our very first card show. We thought we'd pick a very small one, and it's on a Sunday, which is very unusual. But we thought it would give us good practice for the big show next week, which is the Arizona Card Show. And here is our setup. Here's Jody, who's the brains behind all of this, the designer. And you can see her little basketball, football, baseball, which is at the dollar cards, which we think are pretty awesome. We've got some cases here. We decided to go with nothing over $50. We've got some pretty cool slabs here, as you can see. We've got all of our lower end slabs, and then some other cards. Some are $10 to $30. There's one of our windows. And then our special $5 box, which is pretty cool. Lots of autos and numbers and blah, blah, blah. And so our first one, Jody's peeling a sticker off the Juan Marichal autograph ball, the card. And yeah, we're excited. We'll come back later with a little bit more and see how we're doing.
All right, so our first sale for $1 is, who is that?
Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray.
Great pitcher.
Great pitcher, great deal.
It's a good card. I like it. It's a pretty good card.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you guys. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Can you do 20 for the women? Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Sure.
All right.
For you. All right, thank you. So we're here at our first card show where we're selling, but we ran into Frank, who has the most awesome business cards, which I'll show you right here. That's his business card, and I heard the whole story. So you've got to hear this story directly from Frank. Tell us about your cards.
So I wanted to do a business card. I don't really do a lot of sales at shows, but I do walkthroughs of the shows. I have a YouTube channel. So I wanted to do a business card, but I figured instead of doing a business card that somebody's just going to throw away, why not do the extra half an inch and make a card? So I redid the 1984 Topps football design from scratch in Photoshop, front and back. Even where the stats are, I put my collection preferences by sport.
Can you show us one of those 84?
Yeah, sure. So you can, while I pull one out, you can take a look. I also hand numbered several of them. So I did a print run of 1,000. Blues are numbered to 100, hand numbered to 100, greens to 200, golds to 50, orange to 25, and reds to 5, which is similar to like Topps refractor, you know, numbers. But here's an example. Hall of Famer Russ Grimm rookie card from 84. And then also back recreated. I should do a Charlie Joyner where he actually has stats. But yeah,
and
so
what did you write on the back of yours?
For what section? Like, I got a little blurb here, like you would normally see for guys that have a blurb. And then I did the little cartoon here as well with a little fun fact. So
Can you show us a couple of the signed numbered ones?
Yeah, they're right there on the, I think you did a little close-up, right? I mean, they're all signed.
Yep, you can see how they're numbered.
Yeah, gold ink to 50, red ink to 5, and orange ink to 25. So I just thought it was a neat idea instead of doing a business card. People just throw away business cards, but this is like something that at least some people will keep and get a kick out of. And pretty, I thought it was
cool.
Fun.
Super cool. Well, thanks for sharing it with the Sports Strategy.
Yeah, check out people. Frank AZHP Collectibles on Instagram and mostly YouTube.
Thank you.
Barry, thank you for a great first submission. Like I mentioned, I think I just thought it was important to showcase, like, it's just such a, it really is such a calm environment. Everyone's there for the same reason. So if you're someone that's new to the hobby, it's definitely something that you should be doing is trying to go to those local card shows. Thank you, Barry and Jody, for your consistent support. I thought the business card idea from Frank, I thought was actually really cool. It's just a great way to me to advertise your business because, like you were saying, a lot of people just throw away business cards they get or they lose them. But this, I think, adds another layer of wanting to keep up with the card. So thought that was cool from Frank there. Again, Barry, thank you for the submission. We're looking forward to more from you. Obviously, I think you're going to be a pretty big card show goer over the next few months, next coming years, things like that. So we're excited to see what you throw our way there. And thank you again for the submission. Up next, we got Buckeye Dill. Buckeye Dill's got some PSA submissions as well as lessons learned. And it's a great submission from Buckeye Dill as usual. So we will go ahead and let him take things away here.
Hey, good morning, Sports Card Strategy Nation. Buckeye Dill here from frigid Atlanta on the 1st of November. We dropped overnight down to the 30s, so thankfully Halloween wasn't too cold, but we got a blast of winter already here. So first day of November, we'll present some cards for the show and tell. I missed the last couple weeks, but I'm back here on schedule, hopefully for the next few. I've got another PSA submission here, so want to share a few cards and maybe a couple lessons learned about submitting cards from, I guess, non-modern cards. I keep dreaming I'm going to get those PSA 10s on these 1980s cards, and it doesn't happen. So, again, I'm going to flip the camera around here and show, I think I've got 11 or 12 slabs from PSA. Hope you guys enjoy it. Hope everybody had a great and safe Halloween and got a lot of candy. And we're looking forward to the end of the second half of the college football season here. So, anyways, enjoy and look forward to seeing everybody else's submissions. Thanks.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Card Strategy Nation. Buckeye Dale here, going to give my show and tell for the first week of November. Again, I got some couple PSA submissions back, and it's a mixture of this one's going to be mostly modern, a few non-modern, kind of some 80s cards. They had a special back a few months ago, and I still haven't learned my lesson about submitting these 80s cards, but hopefully you guys enjoy. Going to start with, this is a 2022 Donruss. This is an insert. I love these Bomb Squad. This is the Pink Fireworks, Mike Trout. Unfortunately, this came back in 8. I couldn't tell whether this was an 8, 9, or 10, but 8 will still be a break-even sale. So cool card, but not the grade I was expecting. This is a rookie or a Bowman first from this past season.
Guys, I apologize for the cutoff there. Give me just 1 second to see why that one cut off short. I'm actually going to go ahead. We'll go ahead and roll to the next submission, and I'm going to play a submission from SSI. I think we will come right back to Buckeye Dale. I do apologize for that. I'm not sure why that one cut off short there. Give me just 1 moment, and we will have that sorted. But for now, let's head over to SSI, Southern Soccer Idiot, for some good old soccer talk. I always like listening to submissions as someone that's not well-versed in the soccer realm. He does a lot of good breakdown and provides insightful information there.
What's up, everyone? Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy show and tell. Hope your week has been fantastic. Hope your weekend is even better. Thank you, Paul, for the introduction. Yes, this is Kevin, the Southern Soccer Idiot. I am back with you once again with a PSA reveal. Got 11 cards for you today. I will go ahead and say right up front that I don't have any particularly huge hits today. This submission was trying to get some more affordable cards into the collection, so to say, into the show inventory, into the eBay inventory. You know, as you all have heard me say before, I'm trying to get a lot of cards out there that can be sold in the basically $25 to $60 range, even if they do grade a PSA 10, something for a beginning collector, something for a budget collector, you know, just something to get people interested and happy about having soccer cards in the collection. So today there's not going to be any particularly like mind-blowing number cards, color matches, autographs, anything like that. Just a little more low-key submission here today. 11 cards, 6 PSA 10s, 3 PSA 9s, 1.8, and 1.6. So we'll just go from worst to first. And the worst one was a 2021-2022 Panini La Liga Mega Cracks Gavi rookie card. I got a 6 on that. Very disappointing. I missed a little bit of an indention on the side of the card right there. I have graded a couple of these. I don't think I've gotten better than a 7. I think I got a 4 on one. I'm probably going to give up grading these cards. They're just too hard, and there's really just too many of them. So I am going to focus my efforts in another direction, not grade any more Gavi Mega Cracks. 2019 Panini Chronicles Contenders Rookie Ticket. This is just the base silver for Rodrigo, the right winger and or striker for Real Madrid. I got an 8 on this. I do not know why this is an 8. This card looks fantastic. Centering, corners, surface, edges. This card is extremely clean. Even for an all-white card, I mean, it's nearly impossible to see any problems with this card. I don't know why I got an 8. That's pretty frustrating. But, you know, it is what it is. Rodrigo's not playing particularly well right now. Real Madrid, of course, Jude Bellingham taking up all the highlights and the attention right now at Real Madrid, and deservingly so. Rodrigo's kind of being lost in the background at the moment, unfortunately. 2018 Topps Premier League Platinum Icon, Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Got a PSA 9 on this. Just a cool refractor. A lot of people may not even remember Zlatan playing at Man United for a couple of years. He was there between leaving Paris Saint-Germain, I believe, and then Manchester United in England, and then that's when he went to the LA Galaxy and the MLS, and then back to AC Milan for a couple of years before he just recently retired. But I just thought that was a really cool card. His 2 years in the Premier League were a lot of fun. He almost single-handedly kept Manchester United in the European places 1 year between his goal scoring and the goalkeeper, David De Gea. If it weren't for those two, Manchester United would have had a terrible year. And Ibrahimovic, 1 year he scored like 23 goals. He had a fantastic year 1 year. I don't remember what he did the other year, but very iconic player. Another player that you all have seen me excited about before, Gabriel Martinelli, the left winger for Brazil and for Arsenal in the Premier League. 21-22, Donruss Road to Qatar, the hollow green laser. This got a PSA 9. I am heartbroken about this one as well. This card looks flawless. I cannot see what was wrong with this card to have only gotten a 9. That green laser with the yellow there, kind of a Brazilian color match. Just a beautiful card. Even if it is a PSA 9, I am probably going to recrack this and resubmit it sometime in hopes of getting a 10. That card deserves much better than a 9. And, of course, unfortunately, PSA does not do 9.5s, which is stupid because they have half grades for everything else. But that's a subject for another time. Another really exciting player for Real Madrid that some of you may not know about. The Uruguayan winger and or midfielder, Federico Valverde. This is his 2020 Panini Obsidian rookie card. It's just the base card numbered to 195. It only got a 9. Of course, Obsidian, Immaculate, National Treasures, the thicker cards like that are such hard grades. This one is a little off-centered on the front, maybe a little more off-centered than I thought. But otherwise, like, the black borders on the front are fantastic. The centering on the back is really nice. So I felt like I got, you know, I kind of got it screwed with a 9 on this, but it is what it is. Another one of those cards where if it was another grading company, I think it would have gotten a 9.5. But Federico Valverde is a fantastic name for you all to remember if you keep up with soccer. I don't know what Uruguay will do in the coming years with the World Cup and whatnot, but Real Madrid, between him, Bellingham, Tchouaméni, Camavinga, and possibly Mbappe coming in the next few years, they're going to have a fantastic team at Real Madrid in about 5 years or so. This is another Federico Valverde rookie. This is the 2020-2021 Panini Mosaic La Liga. This is the green mosaic. I just thought that was a really beautiful card. Not necessarily a color match for anything regarding Real Madrid or Uruguay, but I just thought that was a beautiful card. And that is our first 10 of the submission. Really, really cool card. Fantastic player. The aforementioned Jude Bellingham. This is just a regular base card from the 2020-2021 Topps Chrome Bundesliga release. Got a 10 on that. I just always like this card a lot because the black and silver stripes in the background to go with the black stripes on that Dortmund kit there, I always thought was really cool. That is, of course, Jude Bellingham in high demand. That is something that we can, you know, put a $40 sticker on. I pulled that myself out of a box. Put a $40 sticker on that and still come out in the plus. Weston McKennie, the American midfielder playing at Juventus right now in Italy. 2018 Panini Donruss Soccer release. PSA 10 on the rated rookie. I always just thought that was a really sharp and classy card. I think the 2018 Panini Donner Soccer set is very underrated. A lot of fantastic rookies from that year. Some have panned out, some haven't. Some still might one day. I think McKinney is a good one for U.S. Men's National Team collectors. Another just plain base card for a German sensation. 2020 Topps Chrome Champions League, Jamal Musiala. That is just the regular base card. That, again, that's another card we can slap a $40 or so sticker on there, get a beginning collector in, get a kid in there, get that. Gem Mint 10. Musiala is a fantastic player. Plays like a center attacking type position for Bayern Munich. And now that he is hooking up with Harry Kane, his talents are really, really on display now. Really, really fun player to watch. Last two cards, another fantastic rookie. 2022-2023, another Donruss release, Donruss FIFA. Julian Alvarez Optic. Julian Alvarez in his Manchester City kit here in this release. He also has a rated rookie in his Argentina kit. Of course, Argentina won the last World Cup in 2022. Of course, everybody hypes up Messi and what Messi did in that tournament, blah, blah, blah. Messi won the Ballon d'Or this week. Record eighth Ballon d'Or, whether he deserved it or not, that's a discussion for another time. I don't think he did deserve it. But Julian Alvarez was also instrumental in Argentina winning that World Cup. He was instrumental in Man City winning the treble last year. Of course, the treble being the English Championship, the English FA Cup tournament, and the UEFA Champions League trophy. So four major tournaments wins for Julian Alvarez in the past 12 months. Fantastic, fantastically talented player. Can play center attacking, can play striker, can play left and right wing. Just all the forward positions all rolled into one little Argentinian gentleman. He does have, much like Bellingham in 2020, he does have way too many rookie cards. He's in way too many sets. So choose wisely if you're going to invest and or purchase Julian Alvarez. Last card of the submission, 2022-2023 FIFA Select, or Select FIFA, I should say, Cristiano Ronaldo Purple Mojo in his Portugal kit. I just thought that was a really good-looking card. That's another card you can put a $50 ticket on there, get you a Ronaldo collector in there. It'll add a little something, cheap something to their collection. Just a nice looking card. No, it's unnumbered. Nothing particularly special about the card other than the eye appeal. But eye appeal is always, important in trying to get people into the hobby. So, thanks to everyone out there for watching. I hope you're enjoying. Show and tell, as I said, and I will be back soon with another grading submission. Happy Thursday, everyone. Much love, many blessings.
Chad hit the nail on the head here. SSI bringing it strong, as always. With the PSA returns, a lot of cool soccer stuff here, a lot of valuable information that he shares, along with telling us the grades he got and why he thinks he got the grades, slash why he doesn't know why he didn't get the grades. So awesome submission there, SSI, who was originally going to be our last show and tell submission, but we had some technical issues with Buckeye Dill. Not entirely sure why he got kicked out there, so we're going to go ahead and run Buckeye Dill submissions back, and we are going to start with him showcasing the grade. So let's go ahead and give this one another shot here.
Hey, good morning, sports cards. Everybody had a great and safe Halloween. And got a lot of candy, and we're looking forward to the end of the second half of the college football season here. So, anyways, enjoy and look forward to seeing everybody else's submissions. Thanks.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Card Strategy Nation. Buckeye Dill here, going to give my show and tell for the first week of November. Again, I got some a couple PSA submissions back, and it's a mixture of this one's going to be mostly modern, a few non-modern, kind of some 80s cards. They had a special back a few months ago. And I still haven't learned my lesson about submitting these 80s cards, but hopefully you guys enjoy. Going to start with This is a 2022 Donruss. This is an insert. I love these bomb squad. This is the Pink Fireworks, Mike Trout. Unfortunately, this came back an 8. I couldn't tell whether this was an 8, 9, or 10, but 8 will still be a break-even sale. So, cool card, but not the grade I was expecting. This is a rookie or a Bowman first from this past season.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good.
I am muted, and I really apologize, guys. I'm not sure why it's spitting out this video for Buckeye Dill. We apologize for the issue here. StreamYard just isn't liking it this morning. But Buckeye Dill had it awesome. I'm going to go ahead and give a brief recap because I have watched all of these videos. Essentially, Buckeye Dill got back a huge return, PSA return, on a bunch of Bowman Chrome and other baseball cards, starting with that Mike Trout print. That was just looked fantastic. A lot of Bowman Chrome stuff, like I mentioned, and an overall W on the returns. A lot of PSA 10s, some 9s, and a couple 8s. Buckeye Dill, if you're watching this, we apologize for technical issues there. Again, I'm not quite sure why it is kicking your video out there, but per usual, we appreciate your submission, and please do keep submitting moving forward. Guys, that's going to wrap it up for us today here for our show and tell. The next one will be... it'll be the first Thursday of each month, assuming no holiday there. So should be, I believe, January 4th. And we look forward to your submissions. If you guys want to submit videos, be sure to email me, Connor@nooffseason.com. And we will be sure to get them featured in the next video. Thank you guys for all your fantastic submissions. And we are going to let the rock music play.